This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. You can argue whether mortgage holders need a lot of help right now or whether they should face the consequences of their decisions. You can argue, and in fact the Senate may do that in a debate that starts today. But lawmakers from both parties have already made it clear that they intend to help homeowners. Republicans and Democrats alike favor a plan to provide tax credits and grants. They want to expand federal programs. And in addition to individual homeowners, they want to help communities that face a lot of foreclosures. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Its authors are calling it the Foreclosure Prevention Act of 2008. They say it's aimed at addressing the problems faced by families and their communities dealing with the foreclosure crisis. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd of Connecticut.
Obviously, for millions of people on Main Street who wonder whether or not the Congress is paying attention to their concerns, what's happened to their homes, to their economic well-being, this effort that we've put into the last several days, I think, is a major step in the right direction of offering some real hope to people on Main Street that we can get this right. It's not the end of the road, but it's a very strong beginning.
The measure comes after lawmakers reported hearing from their constituents that the government seemed more interested in helping Wall Street, as shown by the Federal Reserve's $30 billion rescue of the investment bank Bear Stearns. Republican Richard Shelby of Alabama is co-sponsor of the measure.
We're going to work in a bipartisan way to tell the American people that we have heard from you. We know there are housing problems as well as financial problems, and this is going to be our first reaction to a lot of this. It will not, as Senator Dodd said, be the end.
The bill attempts to tackle the foreclosure crisis in a number of ways. It makes loans backed by the Federal Housing Administration more widely available, an issue Congress has been deadlocked over. It makes $4 billion available to communities to buy and rehabilitate foreclosed homes. It also gives tax credits of $7,000 for buying a foreclosed home. There are tax credits aimed at home builders and other businesses hurt by the housing crisis, and money for counseling. Returning soldiers would be given an additional 6 months before foreclosure proceedings could begin against them. The bill is already being criticized for not going far enough. Republican Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota says the measure may not be everything, but it will help.
I think it helps overall confidence when people look at their elected officials and see them actually coming together to try to move something forward. So is it a magic bullet? No. Is it a cure-all? No. But is it a very strong and substantial step in the right direction? Absolutely.
Senators will spend the next several days debating and trying to improve the bipartisan bill. Democrats will try to attach an amendment that was stripped from their original measure to allow bankruptcy court judges to lower mortgage payments for homeowners facing foreclosure. That provision, opposed by the banking industry and the Bush administration, led to Senate Republicans blocking the housing bill in late February. For now, most senators seem on the same page, largely because they can all tell similar tales as Democrat Bill Nelson of Florida.
Our people are hurting. There's no doubt that the housing market in my state of Florida is in shambles. Florida home sales just last month were down 28% compared to this time last year.
The White House says while it likes some of the provisions in the Senate bill, it has serious concerns that others would hurt homeowners more than help. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.